This is the famous glow-in-the-dark rosary that I've been telling you about in the second grade at Holy Name School for selling $5 worth of Christmas stamps, which was a lot of money then. You got a glow-in-the-dark rosary. And, of course, when sister showed us all the premiums, what 7-year-old, 8-year-old doesn't want a rosary that glows in the dark? So this glow-in-the-dark rosary became a family rosary we used to pray it. And my mom kept this on her nightstand for the rest of her life. And it's it comes in this little enclosure of the Holy Family, and it says the family that prays together stays together. I've put a picture of it up on our Morning Air Facebook page so you can see the glow-in-the-dark rosary. Now all I have to do is get a camera that shoots in low light, because you have to see it when it glows in the dark. It's really pretty cool when it glows in the dark. But it's really interesting how through, you know, selling Christmas stamps when you're 8 years old, that rosary really became our family rosary and kind of became an heirloom in the family, a spiritual heirloom in the family. We talk about that because the Feast of the Holy Rosary is Saturday, and we're going to look at the power of the Holy Rosary now. Father Carl Pieber, one of our favorites, the International Director of the Miraculous Medal Association, joining us from Philadelphia. This morning. I bet you don't have a glow-in-the-dark rosary, Father Carl.
I bet I don't, but I got you and Glenn. You glow in the dark all the time.
Oh, thank you very much. That's for different reasons, though.
You two glow worms.
But right here, as I shake this rosary, there is power in this rosary. You want to keep Satan away. You want to have Mary on your side. You just have this with you.
Give her a shake. Listen, I think my calendar says Sunday is the 7th.
Sunday is the 7th. That's right. I'm sorry.
Keep saying Saturday.
It's Sunday.
And, listen, we'll celebrate it 2 days anyway, though.
Sure.
So don't worry about it. Keep telling them celebrate it 2 days. But here's the question. Why the rosary? Why the rosary? Why has this prayer been so effective, powerful, popular, and come down through the ages? Because, I'll tell you, but I just want you to contemplate that. It's the only prayer in the church that takes scripture, dogma, our belief, the Trinity, God the Father, Jesus Christ, and Mary, all in one great prayer. The mysteries of the rosary tell us all that we believe about the Catholic Church, many of the dogmas, all the signs, everything we have, the Hail Mary, Mother of God, come to our assistance, which has been her title since the early 300 A.D., when the earliest Christians prayed to Mary. They prayed to her as Mother of God, Mother of Jesus Christ, their Savior. And they knew she was special. They knew she was special. They knew she had power. They knew she was selected by God. And so they knew God wanted her to be his mother. And that in itself tells you she was Daddy's girl, so to speak. And by God, did she live up to that.
No kidding.
And so today, we have this wonderful thing called the rosary. The rosary. And it is unbelievably powerful because we bring our whole faith to bear. And that's why when you shake your rosary, the devil runs. He shakes.
There it is, Father Carl.
That's right.
There is not only great power in the rosary, but we all know from just holding the rosary, there is, obviously it's visceral, but that visceral feeling that we get through our bodies is one that is immediately transferred into one that is spiritual. And you can physically feel the power of Mary and the rosary going to work with you, and you feel spiritually invincible when you're clutching that rosary.
Yes. Press on that crucifix. By God, that's the salvation of Jesus Christ, where he conquered sin and death once and for all. And by God, you press that rosary. You are in the power of God. And that's why it just goes right through you. Just goes. And I'm telling you, if you haven't done it in a while, get to it and do it.
It destroys vice. You know, it gets rid of sin. It defeats heresies. We could be here till Sunday in the Feast of the Holy Rosary, going through all of the benefits of praying the rosary. And let's talk about how you feel when you pray the rosary, the spiritual benefits that you have received from praying the rosary, because I know many of you listen every night to Father Dave Heaney, the Family Rosary Across America at 8 Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, praying the rosary. Talk about the spiritual power it is in your life. 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Talk about your devotion to the rosary in our conversation today with Father Carl Pieber, the International Director of the Miraculous Medal Association, 888-914-9149. Last week, we were talking about praying the rosary, Father Carl, and as a matter of fact, with Father Joe D'Amico from the Archdiocese of Newark, where he and I had similar stories where we kind of ramped up our devotion to the rosary. We might pray a rosary once a week, and this was before he entered seminary. And the more you pray the rosary, the more you feel Mom, Blessed Virgin Mary, speaking to you, going to work in you, and then it becomes magnetic. Then you can't get through the day, Father Carl, without praying the rosary, right?
Absolutely. I was just on a big trip to Asia to visit the associations out in Thailand and Cambodia or Laos, which was a huge surprise. We have about 200, 300 members in Laos. It was kind of underground, but they're up now and running. And every one of those people, every one of those members had a rosary in their hand. Now, if you don't think that's a witness to a power, you are really wrong. That means that Mary was their power, their hope, and they pray that all the time. And look at what they've done. They just keep expanding in a country that is negative to Christianity. And it doesn't bother them. They are emboldened to ask their neighbors, which are usually Buddhists or Hindus, to join the faith. Join the faith. And I'm telling you, I prayed the rosary with them. I don't think I can remember praying the rosary. I just remember going beyond. I was like in a trance. It was just all of these people praying that rosary, their favorite prayer, and I was there with them. And it just said to me, I am here. That's what I felt. I am here. Mary's saying, I am here. I am here protecting these people, loving these people, bringing them to Jesus. And so many times I pray that, and that same kind of feeling comes over. You just maybe start saying the words, but you're really thinking of something very intimate with God and very beautiful. You know, Mary is the most translucent person. You know, you start with Mary and end with Jesus because she always takes you there. That's all she wants to do. She loves God so much that God totally works through her, and when you touch her, you're touching God. It's just amazing how she just takes you right to God. And there you are in the hands of the loving God, because she's the compassion of God. She's there with her arms open to greet you in the miraculous medal image. Or she's there with baby Jesus, knowing that everyone loves a baby and can pick up a baby. I don't care how masculine you are or how tough you are as a woman. When a two-year-old hands you the phone and says it's for you, you take it and say, hello. But that's a baby's power. Baby says, it's for you. And you pick that little plastic phone and say, hello. But that's the power that Mary, always with the image of her son, Jesus Christ, the Savior, the child Savior. It's just a very powerful, powerful woman, you know. And that's why Revelation talks about her, you know, crushing the Satan's head, you know, and he just hates her to death. He could never, with all his temptations, could never get her to sin. Never could get her to sin because she's humble. And he cannot do humble. Satan cannot do humble. And what does it mean to be humble? It means that God does it all. So if I'm here and anybody hears me and anybody gets anything from this, it's not me, it's God who works through me.
Talking
and
about the power
the
of the
same with you.
Yeah, I was just saying, we're talking about the power of the rosary this morning with Father Carl Pieber, the International Director of the Miraculous Medal Association, live from Philadelphia. Sunday is the Feast of the Holy Rosary. And we're also sharing your stories at 888-914-9149. What is the power of the rosary in your life when you pray the rosary? 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. What's the power of the rosary in your life? Share those stories. Share your witness this morning. Father Carl, I don't know if you know, but Glenn is a convert to the Catholic faith. And Glenn, as a Lutheran, how did you look at the rosary? How did you fall in love with the rosary?
Well, I tell you, kind of interesting. I think back in dinosaur times, in the beginning of Relevant Radio, when I was working in some off-air capacities here before I was Catholic even, as a Lutheran, I learned to love it. We prayed it daily in chapel at the Relevant Radio studios, and they were fine with having me there. And the Marian things were things that I had no problem kind of getting into right away and exploring the faith, and even before I knew I necessarily was. And ended up loving the rosary so much. You know, we'd pray it at work, and then we'd have it on the air later in the evening, but as I drove home, it was before it aired in the evening, and we didn't have the app yet back in the day, but a couple of tiny suburban radio stations would air it, and as soon as I got close enough and they weren't too scratchy, I'd pick them up and be listening to the rosary on the way home, and found myself just looking forward to that every day on the way home, and just watch out, it can be happily addictive.
That's wonderful, Glenn. God, that's great. You know, and that's a wonderful thing to bring up, too. You know, Martin Luther, he never spoke against Mary. In fact, he wrote some wonderful things about Mary. But the Lutherans seemed to overlook that, and they just dropped her and went on. And that was never his intention. He never had problems with Mary. And so it's great to hear how, yes, when you hear, you know, when I was in Thailand just recently and Laos, you know, and talking with a few of the Buddhists and the Hindus, they would always say, oh, you Christians, we feel so sorry for you because you only have one God. We have lots of gods. And I said, yes, and I didn't want to say anything more than that, but they all love the Mother of God. And I said, now, how can you do that? We love Mary, and you love Mary. We just love the Mother of God. And so I'm stunned. Here is Mary putting forth an image that they even love and want to pray to give honor to. And so we'd always start with Mary, and we'd always end up with Jesus Christ and talking about God.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a wonderful experience, and Mary is shared by many other religions. You know, even Mohammed, the Islam religion, has great. They believe she was a virgin too, before and after. And they believe she was the mother of Jesus Christ, the great prophet, and she is honored.